Good morning, Word and Life. Good morning, everybody. We have such a wonderful program in store for you today. I want to make sure that everybody back in the hospitality area gets up here, because I was here early and listening to Richard's, what he's setting up, and we're going to hear from John O'Donohue. So we have a wonderful program. Welcome to the second in a 10-series study of Rebirthing of God, Christianity's Struggle for New Beginnings by John Philip Newell. We had a wonderful first day last week. We have 88 registered as of last week, and I see some new faces here today. So we're growing. All right, I want to get started. First of all, let's quiet the cell phones, please. Quiet your cell phones. I'm not going to be taking a minute for an inward journey because Richard has that all embedded in his program. So we'll be doing the quiet inner journey trip with him. Okay. Last Thursday, our speaker, Catherine Collis, drew some parallels to the book as our government transitioned to a new beginning on Friday. And many thanks to Alice McDonald, because on your sheets, she shared with us her thoughts on the march that happened the next day. But today, we have the pleasure of listening to our speaker, Richard Gross, share his thoughts on the first chapter, Reconnecting to the Earth. But first, let me share some highlights about him. I would imagine there are some people here who aren't familiar with Richard, and this is one amazing man. He speaks 9 languages, and he has earned 4 master's degrees, one in theology, in ethics, in world religions, and the law. He was an ordained Catholic priest for 15 years, and with that he served as chaplain at the Oregon Correctional System and assistant chaplain in the United States Air Force. Does this sound like a presidential candidate or what here? Have you ever thought about running for office? No? You've got the criteria there, guy. Several of us Word and Lifers met Richard at the Casa de Maria last November when he gave an excellent, well-prepared, extensive Wednesday retreat on the Enneagram. He's an expert on the system. So during lunch that day at Casa de Maria, I approached him and I told him a bit about us, about Word and Life, and suggested he include a presentation to us preceding his upcoming weekend here. So here we are. He begins the CASA weekend retreat this evening at 7 o'clock. It goes through Sunday, and it's on the Enneagram. It is full. It's all sold out. The lucky attendees will experience the most extensive visit to the Enneagram. But I understand he's going to return in July. So those of us who didn't get a chance to go to the weekend this weekend, we have our chance in July. He'll be doing the same thing then. Okay, back to Richard's personal. He and his beloved late wife, Mary, founded the Sacred Art of Living Center in Bend, Oregon, 20 years ago. Since then, more than 20,000 persons have graduated from their Sacred Art of Living and Dying training from North America, Asia, Europe, and India. This brochure explains the workshop, Healing the Healers. But I just want to show you some of the testimonies of the people on the back. They're our friends, John O'Donohue, Michael Carney. We've had Michael Carney here speak to us, and Richard Rohr. We've done many of Richard Rohr's work. They all testify to the wonderful experience that this experience will provide. He has a book. I have a little secret drawer here. The American Book of Living and Dying is Richard's book that explains all of the workshops. There is a place in Bend, Oregon, but you don't have to go to Bend to experience this wonderful living. It's for caregivers healing, and it's for people who have, well, you know what this is all about. But it's wonderful, and it's going to be for sale over here on the sign on the table, and he will sign the copies if you want. Last week, I gave you an anticipatory set. That's what we call this in education. It's a little tease about what's to come. And I related it to our subject. Richard co-created the Anamkara Apprenticeship Program with the late Irish Poet Laureate John O'Donohue. Anamkara is a mentorship program which connects the ancient Celtic vision of soul friendship with any profession and life path. For more than 20 years, Richard has led an annual pilgrimage to Iona in Ireland, following in the footsteps of the Celtic spiritual path. And to that end, you're going to have an opportunity, if you so choose, to purchase a raffle ticket. He's leading a pilgrimage, the Celtic pilgrimage to the west of Ireland. It's all sold out, but there's a chance to go if you want to buy a ticket. They're $20 or $400. And that's going to be for sale over there also. So Richard brought his friend Joe Richter, and Joe is going to be sitting over there helping sell the book signing up, too. If you want to sign up on their mailing list, you can do that at the break. Okay, what about Richard is the proud father of 3 sons, 4 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. So with that, Richard, would you like to come up and be honored with our traditional word and life blessing? Would you come forward, please?